I had nothing else to do when I was in the hospital. I thought, well, I'll try and use my brain a bit. I've written three complete separate treatises. One on all the gadgetry and all the equipment that one would need for anti-gravity devices, you know, for people to use to travel with, you know. Everything, including ambulances, you know, trolleys, food trolleys, shafts in buildings, you know, where you can step off on different floors. All everything you can think of to do with anti-gravity. Then I've written a second treatise saying this is what would, these are the people who would oppose any independent research into anti-gravity. And it's a bloody list that long, you know, starting from all the arms companies, you know, everybody, you know, the Air Force, you know, Martin Lockheed, hotels, aircraft, military aircraft, everything, you know, when you look at the list, there is no way, absolutely no way, that you could get independent research done on anti-gravity. Because there's so many interests that are involved in it, heavily involved, they wouldn't allow it to happen. And yet, when you think the motor car is 100 years old today, and although they've done cosmetics on it, they've taken the inner tubes out and they've filled it up with plastic and lots of bits and pieces of digital equipment, you know, and made it all look very nice and all that. No, that's all a load of bullshit. They're doing that in Brazil as well with sugar cane, but it's only like that much. It's petrol. Yeah, but it's petrol.
In Delhi, they've run all the buses on gas.
Yes, but it's petrol, so basically petrol.
Well, it's clean.
Petroleum, it's for petroleum companies. And you haven't got a chance in hell, not in hell, beating them. So I'm looking at it this way, I'm thinking, well, if only we would have had the same distance between horse-drawn buggies and motor cars as we could have between motor cars and anti-gravity, which is the most simple form of travel there is. You only need a little gadget stuck around your belt with a button or two on it and an anti-safety harness on, and you can just go up anywhere you liked for free. Free, there's no money involved in it at all. There's no profit involved in anti-gravity, is it? And I've made it clear that I wouldn't want to see anti-gravity industry on the ground. It would have to be independent. Each anti-gravity device you had would have to be totally independent, so that when you landed you had a lock, an automatic lock, so that when the thing switched on, the locks locked, so there's no way you could have an accident. And you couldn't have an accident by, say, a major power source on the ground suddenly being sabotaged or damaged or broken down. In other words, each anti-gravity device would be totally independent, no bigger than that, probably even smaller than that. And I've pointed out all these, I've listed them, dozens of them. Prostitution, you know, motels, hotel complexes, shipping companies, aircraft companies, military companies, military aircraft companies, all the lot, all the way up the top. There's not one chance that you can get independent anti-gravity devices independently designed and produced without all these dozens and dozens and dozens of hugely powerful people saying, sorry mate, we don't want anti-gravity, it's not happening, it's definitely not happening.